We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline. Alphamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Bruce, of course, is The Score's baseball expert. Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Scott Boros yesterday, not quite the charming and flippant guy that he is at these meetings. A much more serious guy talking about some very serious subjects pertaining to the Chicago Cubs and White Sox.
Do you buy it when he says that there's a chance for Chris Bryant and the Cubs to work out a long-term contract extension? They're open to that because Chris Bryant wants to be in Chicago?
You know, I think he's always staying positive. I don't think he ever said that we're close, we're having a meeting next week. They have had meetings over the past 3 years. There have been offers. Some of them were reported incorrectly about over $200 million. The Cubs have tried to sign Chris Bryant and a lot of their stars over the last 3 years. Very unsuccessful. And their offseason is going to depend primarily on whether they can get some of those guys signed and move forward or have to consider trading them.
We talked to you earlier in the week, Bruce, and you mentioned that the Sox don't like to deal with Boris. Does that mean they're not going to sign any of the top free agents because he seems to represent every single one of them?
No, as a matter of fact, I asked him directly. He said he has good relationships with the White Sox. He deals directly with Rick Hahn. That's who he's supposed to be dealing with. You know, we've talked about the acrimony between him and Jerry Reinsdorf over the years stemming back to about 2000, when they were pushed out of the Alex Rodriguez Derby to sign him to a long-term contract for $250 million. But in reality, I think there is a detente between the two, and the White Sox are serious about the best players in the game. And I think that, you know, guys like Nick Castellanos and Keuchel, who are represented by Boris, I think they're definitely going to be guys that the White Sox look at. I think they're going to put that behind them. He represents the best players. The White Sox want to be the best team. So you have to put some of that to the side and say, hey, we're going for it. We're going to talk to you about it. That said, you know, I don't know if they're going to be in on Cole or Rendon. I don't know that they want to spend all their money on one player.
Bruce, nice job breaking the story about the Cubs' new vice president of scouting, Dan Kantrovitz. What do you know about the guy who comes to the Cubs from the Oakland A's and also spent time in the Cardinals organization?
Okay, he was, as you said, David, he was a scouting director for the Cardinals between 2012 and 14, and they had some great drafts, including one of the best pitchers in the game right now, Jack Flaherty. Where has the weakness been for the Chicago Cubs in drafting over the 8 years that the Epstein group has been there? Pitching. No starting pitching. Very little relief pitching that has come up to the major leagues. Basically a zero from pitching. So Kantrovitz has his own model, and it's a metrics model that he designs himself. They are fascinated by that. They're happy to bring him in and his background, another Brown University guy who is a brilliant guy and fits into their mode of what they want to do with their front office and their metrics departments.
Bruce, has there been a lot of talk at the owners' meetings about the dirty, rotten, no good, cheating Astros and the way that they've basically manipulated the system to win a title and it needs to be vacated, and where the hell is Rob Manfred? A lot of talk about that.
You know what? The one thing that you hear from players that have been in the game for a long time, the one sentence they talk about taking advantage of things, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Okay? You hear that a lot. And I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that cheating has gone on for 150 years. Sign stealing has gone on. Now we're in a more sophisticated era where technology is there. Does that make it dirtier, you know, that somebody is, doing that? The Chicago White Sox were doing the same thing. So were other teams in the 70s. They were giving signals off of the scoreboard, red light fastball, yellow light breaking ball. It's not a perfect world. When pitchers and other teams get a hold of that and find that information, they retaliate. They change their signs. They throw inside. They hit hitters. That's a part of the game. But this one's just a little more different now because of the fact that the technology has improved so much. And there is that fear out there that it is impacting and changing the game. And if that's the case, the type of fines that you're going to have to see are in the millions to have an impact on the team and other teams not to do it.
Bruce, what did you take away from Rick Hahn talking yesterday? He addressed certainly the reality of what the Sox need, but he also talked about the perception of the White Sox in Chicago and sort of chided the media coverage that sometimes they get and don't get.
Yeah, you know, he pretty much put that off. You know, I was standing with Paul Sullivan, and we both talked about the media, asked him about the media coverage, and he said, you know, our fans care about that. We care about it six times a year. When we play the Cubs, their model of, going to rebuild and doing a teardown, we used a lot of that, but we used a lot of what Kansas City did. We used a lot of what Houston did. That's just the way it goes right now. So I don't think that the White Sox really concern themselves that much about the Cubs. They know they're in a different market. They're absolutely in a different market. And now that you have two different networks that are covering the teams, they're no longer partners. It's going to be interesting to see whether there's a bigger divide or not with the Cubs station and Marquee and the White Sox new regional with the Hawks and the Bulls. So we're going to have to see how that shakes down. But I don't think the White Sox front office really care that much about the Cubs.
Back to Boris and the White Sox. Am I wrong? Is Carlos Rodon the only client he has on the White Sox?
That's right. I think that's right. And they haven't had too many. The last free agent that Boris represented that the White Sox had, I think, was Austin Jackson. If you remember back, five or 6 years ago, he had a terrific start for the White Sox, got hurt, and never came back that year. I think he had a terrific 2 months or 6 weeks, and that was it. There haven't been too many, there haven't been too many around, and there was definite animosity between Boris and Reinsdorf, and a lot of it was philosophical about the union and about ownership. You had these two very strong personalities and big-time personalities in baseball going at it since the early 1990s, so that has to be put aside. I think Boris is smart enough to do it. So are the White Sox.
Bruce, you said you're talking to Sully yesterday, and he's got an interesting column in the Tribune this morning. And I know you have Inside the Clubhouse on Saturday, which is a staple for me every Saturday morning. Big picture.
For all of us, Bruce.
Big picture. When you look at the Cubs this offseason, and you look at the direction they're headed, and they're not going to spend, and they've got a new manager, and some of the things we're bracing for almost a half step backward. And then you look at the White Sox, and they're on the verge of signing this guy, but they have these young players, and they're taking a major step forward. Are these two franchises headed in opposite directions this offseason?
I think that's a good observation, David. I believe they are, but we're getting teased a little bit by the Cubs because they're saying, we might do that, but it depends on whether we can sign our big guys or not. And that is, that's the rub here. Or is there a directive that we are going to step back, that we are spending less money, that, the not signing of Joe was not only about philosophical but economical situations, that Bryant's $18 million this year and likely $30 million in his final year of arbitration in 2021 are really huge factors. You know, you consider all that money in, and you listen to what Tom Ricketts said on our station with you guys a week or so ago, and you start piecing some things together. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's just a reality of the world out there. Baseball ownerships do not want to pay the luxury tax, and they want to pare down, and they want, more than anything else, their organizations to build through their minor league system.
What? When will we actually see any action? You know, David asked last week about this idea that so many of these contract negotiations ended up going so long, and will it be that way again? Are we expecting anything to break earlier than that? You know, and again, I love the idea that Boris says that that Chris Bryant's willing to sign a contract. I'd love to see what that contract looks like. You know, if Mike Trout can sign one, so can Chris. It's, you know, when will that happen? It's just crazy.
Yeah, and again, after the last couple seasons, does everybody know where Chris is going career-wise? We know he's a high WAR player, and that fundamentally he is one of the best players in the game. But there's been some disappointment in his game. And I think it's, from my sources, I think there's been some disappointment within the Cub organization. If you asked Chris Bryant, who is very hard on himself, there's been some disappointment there. Yet this is a you know, high-quality talent that would look good in a lot of places, like at Atlanta and San Diego, and help teams get better and win championships. So there's a lot to consider there. But answering directly, these markets have their life of their own moving, you know, forward. I think that a guy like Nick Castellanos, who both the Cubs and White Sox are interested in, that's a guy I think that could sign earlier. And that's a guy that might tell Boris, hey, I want to get this done. I want to know where I'm going. I'm not sitting out here till mid-January or February waiting to see and then getting lowballed. So he's a hot commodity right now. The second most extra base hits in baseball last year with 88. Cubs or Sox, don't be surprised if both of them are interested, and I think the White Sox might be more interested than most.
Well, we know that young St. Nick delivers all season long, as Scott Boras said, Bruce. But besides the Cubs and Sox, is Chicago going to be disappointed? Is there another team or teams that are interested in Castellanos? Because if the price is right, he's a guy that could help a lot of teams.
Who will the Sox finish second to?
Oh, geez.
Business as usual. It's a joke.
Business as usual. That's a Southsider right there. I would say that Boras intimated that many teams have called and meetings have already taken place for Castellanos. So, you know, he should be looked at as a mid-range guy that can bring a lot at age. He'll play the full year at age 28. It's very significant to note that, you know, 28 to 32 are considered the prime years. And if somebody comes up with a four-year contract for $80 million, I think he goes, and that's where he plays. So that would not surprise me. And it would not surprise me if it was a Chicago team. But right now, the structure for the Cubs and the unknown would keep them from striking early on something like that.
Bruce, thanks a ton. Always a joy to catch up with you. Appreciate
your insight. Good job, Bruce. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.